Hello.
Hi, Jocelyn. My name is Rebecca. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm just checking in to see how it's going. I know you got the links for all of our applications and the tests. Do you need any assistance with that?
I asked her because she said she sent something Friday. I'm not sure if you resent it because I sent a message. I couldn't find it.
Okay. Yes, she did resend it back to you this morning at around.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you get it?
I didn't get to check because I'm leaving my one job.
Okay.
And then, I'm hoping everything goes fine. But,
All right.
Because I was going to work around you guys afterwards. You know what I mean? Instead of this job, I was going to do Ms. Sabari.
Amazing. Okay. So while I have you on the phone, you have your IDs with you. If you can just send me a picture of that.
Yes.
So we can jump start the process. Yeah.
Sure.
We'll need the front and back.
Okay. And then anything else? I'm sorry, I'm in the car.
Yes,
so.
No problem. I'll tell you what else so you have everything you need, and then you can reach out if you have any questions. So the other thing we'll need is, have you been living in Pennsylvania for more than 2 years?
Yes.
So do you have any sort of document? It's called a proof of residency, a two-year residency. So any sort of document that would prove that your address has been in Pennsylvania. So it could be a bank statement from over 2 years ago, with your address on it, or a lease agreement, medical, insurance bills, stuff like that. We would just need to see that it's addressed to you at your address, dated prior to 2 years ago.
Okay, no problem. And I just moved to a different address, but I do have all that,
Perfect. So the sooner you have that, you could, as soon as you have it, you could just text it over.
Sure.
So it's that, the IDs, along with the social. You have a social security card?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. So that, the ID, social. Then, let me see what else. Then there's the links, a total of 3 links. One is the regular application. One is a skills test.
Okay.
And the third is for your I-9 and W-4, just like the tax information that you'll fill out on that link.
Okay. No problem.
And then one more thing. After that, we'll need 2 references. You could just text over the names and numbers of work references, or it could also be personal.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if I can give another girl that I worked for, or I can take grandma. I don't know if that would help too.
That would be perfect. Yeah.
Okay. I will send you everything after the blood work.
Tomorrow, right?
25-minute drive, so I was let me out of work.
Are you currently working in a similar field, also home care?
But I was, and I had left it because I was working at Right at Home, and they had probably the worst company ever. No lie. I did my hour. I wasn't getting paid for the hours that I worked, and I did live-in.
That's hard.
I had a husband and wife, and I don't mind working. I will work. You can, ask, Mr. Barry, because I took care of their dad a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was supposed to be $175 a night, which was kind of, crappy for 2 people, but when I saw the paycheck, they were paying me, originally, hourly was $16. I looked at the paycheck, and it was $8.26 an hour. I'm getting $100-something and I'm like, what is going on? And it was was running 24 hours.
Wow.
So they're horrible. They're horrible.
That is very difficult. This is a field where people are working very hard. The aides are, very devoted, and to not be appreciated or compensated is very difficult.
Right, because I even fixed these people's front steps. I fixed their toilet.
Wow, you're so handy.
Yeah, I didn't want them falling and getting hurt.
Yeah, it's important. Safety, especially with, the compromised health conditions, so for sure.
Right. And some of the girls, they're always, the one girl would sleep on their couch. I'm like, what is going on here?
Oh, wow. Yeah, so, with FOS, we have the authorization to start services as soon as today. So really, we would love to have you start, but obviously we need, the documentation to be completed first. So however soon you get it done, that's how soon you can start working.
Okay.
How soon, just so we have a time frame, how soon do you think it can all be done?
By today, definitely.
Perfect.
If I get done,
Right. Right. Okay. So the blood work's at 2. Then you'll finish off the paperwork. Give us a call if you need help with it. And then if you're waiting in the clinic and you have some time, just snap a picture of your IDs and send that over so we can run the background check. And okay, tomorrow sounds great. Keep us posted, and we'll also, you know, work on our end to get everything ready for then.
Okay. Now I will let you know there was something in my past. Like I was nice to the person and I ended up getting blamed for it, but it ended up getting so all I had to do is get it wiped from my records. But the bar, they know about it. But I, you know, my other company, I always make sure I tell her, but I have nothing to lie about.
Yeah. Okay.
I just let you know that there was something back in 2012, and you know, I started getting scared helping people because, you know, I got blamed for something I didn't do.
Wow. So usually it's not an issue. If depending on what the results, you know, say when we run it, we'll have to, you know, sometimes we'll have to send it over to the patient and, you know, with your permission, have them be okay with it, sign off on it.
Right.
But
yeah, they know about it. They've known it. I told them. Oh, sorry, ambulance is driving by.
No problem. So especially if they know you. With you, then we can just send them a waiver in most cases, and they'll sign it, and then it shouldn't be an issue.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. Okay, so if you have any questions, let me know. Otherwise, we'll be waiting on you.
Okay, and if I'm sitting there waiting, I'll just snap all the pictures of, like, you know, the ID and
the residency proof. Yep, the social. And you might even be able to complete the application on your phone. You can try.
Okay.
Okay. Hope everything goes smoothly, and give us a call if you need anything.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Take care.
I'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.